Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I Por Favor with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to I Por Favor, a new week, new info, new discoveries. And I'm so happy to have my bestie back with me today, Alexia. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not great.
Well, since you've been gone, I had to let the audience know what has happened in your life. And I'm sure that they want to hear from you. So she's here
so
today.
I'm the hot topic today. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, because
I'm hot, but because
you're both talking about me. Hot and you're in the hot seat. But, you know, I think the audience is going to give you grace and we're going to let you tell us as much as you feel like telling us, because this is a thing that takes baby steps and it's all very new. And well, let's just dive in, I guess, right?
Okay. So how are you doing? Obviously, some shocking things have happened in the last 2 weeks. How are you feeling? How are you handling things?
Well, it's been 3 weeks, so I'm still taking it all in and trying to understand, to process it. You know, I think that like in every relationship, you kind of like go back, you know, to the 7 years that we've been together, because even though we were married for 2 years and 3 months, because I count every day, you just can't help yourself but to go back to those 7 years and say what went wrong.
Right. I know you're going to make me cry. Retrace the steps.
It's so hard to talk.
I know. All right. Take your time.
For the first 2 weeks, actually still today, it's been 3 weeks and I'm still going back in my head, like what happened?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a positive person. So I try to think about all the beautiful times that we had together,
right,
all of our beautiful trips. And I'm very positive. So I want to remember that, you know, and I don't want to have any anger, but I understand that anger is also one of the grieving stations. Mm-hmm. stations, or I said sessions, sorry.
Stages.
Stages. Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying.
It's okay.
Because I find myself like lost.
Yeah. You've been like blindsided. Yeah. You're just getting your bearings.
Yes. So, but like I said, it's been really, really difficult. It's been very painful, hurtful. And you know, I'm just getting through it. And I want to thank you that have been like my rock. You've been by my side every day. And, everybody, everyone's outpour of love and support.
Yeah. Well, everybody loves you. And we want you to feel good and be happy.
And my children, you know, Peter and Frankie that have been, you know, by my side. And I just believe that the only way to heal is with love and through love. So I'm very lucky to have that.
You are.
Because I really do believe that love is the healing power.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? You give so much love. How are you not going to get it back? When you give love, it comes back. When you give anger and hate, that's what you get back.
No, I don't want to feel that. I've never felt anything of, you know, hate or angry, because I still love him. And like, we love each other. It's not because we don't love each other, but it's just very sad that I guess we couldn't figure out a way, to fix things. Well, so, and that's why I was in such shock, because I'm like a fighter. I fight.
Well, somebody gave up.
And I was never expecting that. You know, I thought things were good.
I wasn't either.
Right.
I really was super surprised.
So it's been really shocking, and I'm devastated. You know, I'm pretending, not pretending, but, you know, to be okay. But, you know, I cry a lot.
That's normal.
I've stayed busy, which helps me a lot. Always, you know, to think less of my own, internal things.
You're very good at that, because I'm the first one to lay down and put a blanket over my head and just isolate. I isolate and lick my own wounds, but you're very good at keeping busy. But you also have Frankie.
I have no choice. Yep. I have to be strong, and I have to keep on going.
Yeah.
I have to keep on going. I have, you know, two sons. I have a business. And, you know, and I have a life. I just can't afford to be, you know, at home in my bed. Then that's not how I heal.
Right.
You know, for me, healing is to be around people that love me. For me, healing is, you know, to go on walks, to exercise. For me, healing is, you know, talking to people, just in getting it all out.
Mm-hmm. Everyone deals differently. Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very religious, so obviously I pray a lot.
Me too. Prayer is everything.
You know, and praying at night helps me fall asleep. I mean, for the first two or three nights, I didn't even sleep. Mm-hmm. So, I'm getting there. But
I'm surprised you're sleeping already, because
sleeping like 5 hours. But right. I mean, for the first two nights, like when the news broke out before that, because I knew a few days earlier, I just didn't sleep for like two straight nights. Just thinking, it was like a nightmare. Like, oh my God, what is this? Like, I still think this is surreal. Like, I still think that maybe there's, you know, a chance for us to fix it, because we love each other.
Yeah.
So for me, love has always been such a powerful source. But, you know, some people argue and say, you know, love is not enough. You know, and we're, you know, into each other. We like each other. Like, you know, it was just, I don't know. Like, I'm still, again, just wrapping my thoughts around it, my head around it, and just trying to understand how we got here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And let me ask you something, because, you know, when the news hit the press, I remember someone DM'd it to me on Instagram, and then I called you and I said, oh my God, it's out. We only knew like 3-4 days beforehand. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Where do you think that came from? Like, how in the world did that get out there?
I have no idea. I don't even know about that. I know that I was driving and my phone started blowing up, and I had to pull to the side because I was shaking and crying.
I'm sorry.
I was talking to Johnny. And Johnny was like, Alexia, please just pull to the side, because I just like broke down. Like, I couldn't, like, to me, it's still like a movie. It's like a surreal moment. Like, I can't believe this is happening to me.
After 7.5 years, how's this happened?
No, and how much love we had between us that we couldn't have a conversation, and how,
well,
I was never given that opportunity.
Right. Well, because just like, he's not like you. He's not like you, and he doesn't do things the way that you do. But I didn't think he'd do them like this. right. and surprise you. But some people just can't handle the talking, you know, and it takes two.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, for me, I thought everything was okay. You know, like couples, you fight up a lot of things. He's very argumentative. So am I. And so, you know, we had some good fights, but that from that.
Some to, real like, good ones for the books.
Right. But, you know, but through that, like I said, we would always, you know, have a comeback and, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. make up and right. whatnot, just right. like couples do. Right.
Right.
And so I didn't know that he could have been so unhappy that he would file for divorce.
Yes. You know, because so I crazy think
that
that's me.
Like a conversation, you know, that you have with somebody. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I deserve that.
Absolutely.
After 7 years.
Oh, you know, my
to
God.
Have that conversation.
But that's just not even a normal way to exit a relationship. You just don't get up and surprise someone and blindside them and not really have a mm-hmm. conversation about it. Like, who does that? I can't think of one relationship. That's the most difficult.
Because you know what? Divorces happen every day.
Yeah.
Separations, breakups and whatnot. But it's not how you come into the relationship. It's how you leave. And I would have never That's expected him to leave like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't deserve it.
Right.
I didn't deserve it.
No, you know, didn't.
And that's what I need to tell myself. Like,
right.
you did not deserve this. Because you kind of like go back and you start thinking like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe, you know, I've been a terrible wife. Maybe I've been this, that, and the other. Well, you kind of start blaming yourself.
Of course, you blame yourself every time. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Why wasn't I good enough? Why wasn't I perfect enough? And then we beat ourselves up. And then we try to make it better because we're fixers.
Oh, yeah.
You try to make it better.
That's always been me. And he knows that, you know, I'm not ready to talk yet, obviously.
Right.
And I'm talking from a place of love and because how much I love him. And I will hopefully continue to speak this way.
Yeah.
Because I want to feel love in my heart always.
Absolutely.
You know, towards him. So, but I'm just so just disappointed about the way he handled this, about the way, you know, I just being here and having to talk about this. Like my life changed in a second. Like everything in my life, like in a second, you know, it was like on Friday night, we were out at a restaurant, having drinks, dinner, having a good time. And that's it. And then, you know, and then it was over. So yeah. To me, it's been really, really tough. Really, really difficult.
Sorry, my friend. That's been shocking for me, too. I can't even imagine how you feel.
Yeah. I mean, we were supposed to be in like New York right now.
Right now. Right. We're in New York.
Yes,
we're doing
New York, from New York.
We have an appearance here this weekend.
Because the show must go on.
The show must go on. But this was before, this has been in the planning stage for 6-8 weeks now. So we had planned to come Steve, Todd, the four of us. And then all of this happened and then Steve said, well, you girls just go. Alexia, probably you'll have more fun with her alone. And now I'm here alone with her. And yeah, there was a whole plan for us to all be together. So,
right. So to me and that, and you know, many other things, like I said, that only him and I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why I'm feeling the way that I am.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I can't say that I was blindsided.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, how do you feel at this point? I know you're doing a lot of prayer and you're trying to think of the good things, but, you know, realistically moving forward, I mean, at least for me, when I have a breakup, I've never been good at this because I'm sure like a lot of people out there, you glamorize the good times and they always in your mind outweigh all of the horrible things. I don't, it's just something us women do. And then we think we can fix it and everything was really perfect, even though everything was really horrible. And I know you're trying to focus on the good things, but how are you really going to get over this if you keep just thinking about the good times and how much you love him, realistically?
I just need to know. I just need to know that I want to be, you know, like I need him in my life. You know, I'm just not that person that have a breakup with and then you never see them again.
Oh, that's what I do. I'm a Capricorn. I do a drastic cutout and I never see you again and never speak to you again. And that's that.
Well, I mean, I feel like if the person really hurt you, and I am hurting right now, and yeah. I believe that he did hurt me because you know my pain. Like, he knows I'm in pain, right?
Anybody.
And I'm sure
would
it's painful
hurt.
For him as well.
Of course.
Because again, like, I know we love each other so much.
Right.
So I think that that's what makes it harder, because mm-hmm. I think that when you don't like the person and you want to get out, then it's just easier. You're like, right. Thank you. Right. Mm-hmm. But even with all this happening, like, I still have love for him and I'm still in love with him. So I know it's going to take a while.
That's a beautiful thing, because I would be, well, my stage of grieving would be under my covers, obviously, starving myself, not starving. I wouldn't even be able to eat. And I'd be you know, crying a lot.
It's like 8 pounds, by the way.
But I think you look terrific. I just want to say, you look gorgeous. Well, and I see everyone else in the room is smiling like, yeah, go, bro. Hot bro. Revenge body.
Now I see why people get the revenge body. Yeah. Because you literally don't eat. And you know que yo soy una comelona.
I know, you're such a comelona.
You
did have a few
croquetas. I'm happy I eat. I'm sad I eat. I mean, no matter what emotion I'm going through, I'm going to eat.
Oh, yeah. I saw you eat like 5 croquetas at Pippin's the other night.
Yeah. I did.
They were so good.
But you know what?
I'm vegan and I ate them. They were jamon.
Yeah.
I ate them.
But yeah, you do get like this knot in the stomach that you can't eat. I mean, you can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know. I've been there.
But again, I think that the most important thing has been the outpour of love and support from
friends and family.
From my friends, from my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you guys know I'm not big on social media. You know, I did see and read a lot. I mean, not all of the comments, but, you know, all the comments were just
overwhelmingly supportive.
Supporting me and how much love I can feel the love. So thank you for that, because that makes a world of a difference, because I'm the kind of person that you all know how I feel about social media. And a lot of times, you know, and this is what makes it so difficult, because we're public people. We're on a platform. And you guys get to weigh in and give your opinions. And, you know, sometimes they're not so nice.
They're horrible.
Because I did see a few say, oh, of course, we saw it coming. Uh-huh. How do you see things coming?
I know. I read those too. Like, how did you see it coming if I didn't see it coming?
Because on the show that you saw for 2 minutes.
2 seconds.
Yeah, right. For a two-minute clip.
And they picked the most salacious clip because that's the one that's going to be the most interesting to people.
What? Nobody saw it coming. Right. I didn't even see it coming. No. Because, like, for me, the D word, like, divorce is just like,
That's not the D word I like.
Right, exactly. So, well, that makes two of us. I wish it would have been that word, not the other one. So I wish we were to be talking about the D that we both like and not the D that
I don't
like.
You know, I always say that we're in love with love, but I think we're in love with the D.
Well, that's separate, by the way. That's separate. But so, back to that. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot, and this is what makes it even more difficult. For me, it's not, because, you know, I don't read all the comments. But then if I don't read them, I have some friends that bring it up to my attention and they send me, oh, did you see this? Did you see that? And then everybody starts forming an opinion of you and your relationship.
It's very toxic.
And it's horrible.
Yeah. And you don't need
really,
that right
really
now.
It's really bad. And I will, luckily for me, like I said, I try not to read those and I don't read all of them.
I'm surprised you didn't shut your comments off. But actually,
what for?
Actually, you know what? It was a good thing, because 97% of it, I couldn't read it all. Obviously, it was like almost a lot, like 1,300 comments. It was a lot, but I read a lot of positive and supportive things,
which made
me very happy.
As it should be.
Yeah, but people can be cruel.
At a moment like that.
So I was surprised.
There are haters and there's bad people.
But you had a lot of love.
No, I know that. That's why I'm thanking everyone.
Yeah.
And as it should, because at a time like this, it's already so difficult that you're going through something like this. So you add, you know, people saying, you know, mean things and, you know, just giving their opinion that they don't know anything. And it could get to you. You know, you're already struggling,
of course,
you know, going through your mental breakdown.
Right.
And then in addition to that, you start reading that and it could really get you down.
Absolutely.
It can really get you down. But thank you for, you know, for all your love and support, because I think that that's what it should be about being positive, about we're with you, we're praying for you, you know, you got this, you know, and building, you know, uplifting the person, not putting them down already at such a horrible point in their life.
I would like to personally thank everyone that put a nice message to Alexia, because you know what? When you're down, you're going to want that too. And if you put negative stuff out there, it's just going to come back to you. So always be kind and supportive. I know Instagram's or any social media platform is such an easy place to breed hate, but when you're hateful, you live in a suspended place of hate and anger, and then you never get out. You never have any happiness of your own. You have to turn that around and be positive and kind. I mean, people just don't get it.
I even heard that there were some people saying this, that I was doing this for a storyline.
Oh.
Can you believe that you could be so low? Like, you can be such like a malicious, horrible, disgusting person. that you would say that
they're riding on your coattails for a storyline and attention.
Of course. But that they would even say something like this. I mean, who's going to put like their marriage on the line or say something like this for storyline? I mean, if you do, like, you're like disgusting and pathetic.
Yeah.
And you know, like that's
and by the way, Alexia,
not my character. That's not who I've been.
You know what? The audience knows when it's fake and when it's real.
I wish it was fake.
Yeah,
I wish it was fake.
I know, me too.
You don't know how much I've prayed and cried for this to be fake.
Do you know how sad I get before I go to bed every night? Because I know how it feels to go to bed alone and with your
it's
thoughts
not even
in
alone,
that heart.
Alone in a bed alone.
No,
Coco's
it's
sleeping with me.
No,
my
no.
Dog,
I don't mean,
also been
I don't mean the
emotional.
Company of a body. I mean your thoughts. That's when the pain sets in when you're alone with your thoughts before you go to bed at night.
Not for me.
And in the morning.
For you, but for me, the most difficult time of day for me has been when I've gone home, you know, I've gone to the apartment and, you know, we would more or less get home at the same time. Him a little earlier, and he would always tell me, how come you get home later than me? Because he always liked me to be home before him. He liked like his wife to be home.
Yeah.
But, you know, the beauty bar picks up in the afternoon. Right. So a lot of times I would go later. My date would start later than his. Uh-huh. So therefore I would finish later than
and
him.
And you're open later.
So I would get to the apartment and he was already there. So he was either reading his book or he was like in bed taking a nap or, you know, having coffee, you know, his espresso before going to the gym. But I was look forward to that. Like,
right.
You know, let me hurry home because he's there.
Yeah.
And then we would talk about our day and whatnot, whatever. And then every night we would go out to dinner.
Yeah.
So that time of day for me, when I get home and if C is not there, it's just.
That's the hardest.
Yeah, it's been very, very hard.
Yeah.
Because when I go to sleep, I'm so tired from like everything that I've done throughout the day.
Right.
That it's kind of like a little exhausting, and Coco's been sleeping with me.
Coco is so
she
cute.
She gives a lot of love.
Coco's Alexia's dog. She's very cute.
Yeah, it's like she knows I need her, so like she's been sleeping with me. But my friend, you know, I'm scared about the future.
Of course, super scary.
You know, it's scary. Just everything, like, you know, it's hard.
I mean,
you know, it's different your 50s than your 40s. Like, I married Todd thinking I was going to be married to him for the rest of my life.
And let's not forget, you still had your mother around, you know? This, when you go through these things, you don't have your mom and your dad to talk to.
I thought about my mom a lot because my mom would give a lot of good advice.
Right.
And she never took it for herself.
Right.
To herself because she was married and divorced five times.
But you're very good at it.
But my mom always gave really good advice. So I've been praying a lot to my mom.
Yeah.
And you know, I know that she'll guide me. I do
100%
that you
her
know,
and Elsa
angel.
Are up there already planning your future. They're up there together.
Okay, well, calm down because
I
this
know
time
it.
Around, I think I'm going to be more careful about my future because I'm getting older and I'm not there yet.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
So speaking of there, how are Peter and Frankie handling everything?
You know, they're, you know, Peter doesn't talk much, you know, he keeps everything to himself. And, but all I can know is that, he's been by my side every single day. I've seen him more like these last 3 weeks that I've ever seen him. Cause he
That's
knows
great.
When I need him, he knows he has to be there.
Right.
And he is, and Frankie, I can't even tell you, he's an angel full of positivity.
We love Frankie.
You know, mom, you're strong. Mom, you got this.
Aww.
Yeah, mom, you know, he's just there. Mom, I love you. Mom, the day's beautiful. Life is good. You know, he tells me all these things, you
so
know, in
good.
His limited language.
Yeah.
But I just look at him and like, this is why I keep on doing this. Like, how could, like, I can't cry in front of him. I'm always with him. So, you know, it's been really, really hard. I mean, on all of us, even on Frankie, you know, changes aren't good for him. You know, he's like, the other day we were having coffee and he's like, Mom, Todd's gone. So it was like, I had to run to my room to start crying.
Right. And what, I mean, I understand that you want to be strong for him, but it's okay to cry. I mean, he should know that it's okay. I mean,
no, but you know, no mom likes to, for their kids, you know, to see them crying, you know, so... You know, of course, I tried to do it like when he's not there, but it broke my heart when he looked and he's like, Mom, Todd's gone. So it's like, it's hard. It's been so hard, Marisol. I would have never imagined this. Never.
I know. Me either. I'm in utter and complete shock and dismay.
Always like,
Well, because you guys were used to, like, you know, you would argue, you'd get over things and you'd move on. And, you know, you get used to that kind of thing and it becomes a routine. And
because we love each other so much. Yeah. Like, we're still saying, like, I love you to each other. And, you know, there's, it's like, I don't know. It's just so crazy that, like, I don't know.
Is there a cliffhanger here? Is there, maybe there's a reconciliation. We never know. You know? Crazier things have happened. Look at Liz Taylor and Richard Burton.
Marry the same guy again? I would. Oh,
yeah. You would marry him again. Even though now.
Yeah, I would marry Todd again. Okay. Yeah, I would.
All right, well.
I mean, I was only married for 2 years. So yeah, I would like to like have a few more years with him.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And by the way, I had as many texts of people reaching out to me and calling me as the day that Herman passed away. even people that I hadn't spoken to in years and I hadn't stayed in touch with, you know, called me, texted me. I'm still 3 weeks later receiving, you know, texts and messages from people. You know, people have been with me for so many years and I've gone through my, with me through life that, and my journey that, you know, they're rooting for me because they're like, I guess, you know, this poor woman, everybody's like, but how did it happen? Like, he was so in love with you. Like, you know, you guys are so in love. Oh my like, God, that was the majority of the text. But yeah, what happened?
They're so in love.
I mean, they're so in love. They're so good together. Beautiful, they're so beautiful together. And that's how I felt the same. I felt like, how is this happening? Why did this happen? Like, we love each other so much. So, yeah, thank you for, you know, for, like I said, you know, to all my friends and my family. And my family are really my friends because I have very little family. So the people that I'm referring to, you know exactly who you are. And, you know, once again, here they are, you know, rooting for me and being there for me.
Do you still believe in love and marriage and, you know?
Marriage, I don't know anymore. Truthfully, that's it.
I've been lucky in love, but I haven't been lucky staying married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so to me,
well, me either.
You know, so, but no, I'm like done. I really thought I was, that's it, that Todd was, you know, going to be my,
okay, so
my
let's,
partner forever.
Let's,
I am not giving up on love, though.
Okay, oh, so, no. Okay, so let's say you no, would have a long-term relationship again, but not sign the papers.
Well, I don't know about relationships, but I believe in love.
So you're going to...
Yeah, I believe in love because I'm a hopeless romantic.
Me too.
And I need to be emotionally connected, you know, to...
I already see your future, and this conversation's funny to me because I know you're hurting, and I felt the same way in my last breakup, and here I am, happy and married, and I don't want to be with anybody else, but I'm really excited for you to have a new love so that I can live vicariously through you, and I'm going to take charge of your love life now. You're going to leave me, my mom, and your mother, and Herman, we're all in charge now. Just leave it in our hands.
Okay.
Prayer. Prayer and
the maybe that's why my marriage didn't work out.
Right. Bueno, Herman wants you to be have the best and be happy, and so do I. And
yeah,
so does
know, I
Elsa.
Just want to be happy.
And so does Nancy.
It's true. You know, yeah. Our parents always and people that love us always want that.
Yeah,
they always want that. But what I can't do is until I haven't healed properly, and I, you know, I can't right. move on.
Well, of course, you need time to heal. And honey, you know I pulled a blanket over my head for 2 years. You know that.
Bueno, 2 years is too much, bro.
Well, then COVID hit, so I got that extra year. I did a year and then I had
you
COVID.
You know what? It's never too much or too long. It's honestly
whatever
you need. It's whatever you need. I mean, I see people move on after 3 months. I see people 6 months.
But it's not a healthy, you're not healthy mentally for that. I emerged a butterfly. A self-healed human being on my own.
You always say you licked your wounds.
I licked my own wounds. Yeah. I never went to a therapist. I didn't have a mom or dad to talk to because they had passed away. And I did it all by myself. Yeah. And we've talked about this before. And, you know, it made me better and stronger. Mm-hmm. I needed that because I was very weak emotionally. You know, maybe that's why I kept just jumping into things that I wasn't right. ready for.
Yeah.
So me isolating myself and coming out stronger made me a better person, a better partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was attracted something better for myself, you know. So, you know, you take all the time in the world that you need.
You know, talking about strong, you know, everybody, like life doesn't prepare you for like emotional strength. You know what I mean? It's like we're not born with that emotional strength. But
no.
I have it because of all my life lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like everybody's like, you got this. You're so strong.
I know, but you can't. Like, that pisses me off. Can I tell you?
I'm strong, but I'm human.
I know you are. That's what I keep saying. Stop falling into this whole persona that everyone has thrown on you. Alexia, you're so strong. You're so strong. Take the time. Cry. Break down. Be weak. Do it in private. Do whatever you have to do. But don't force yourself to be strong because you're going to crack.
Because you know, I speak from the heart. It's not the same, you know, when you're 57 years old. My birthday is next Friday, May 3rd. I'm turning 57.
Yeah.
And it's like you feel differently inside. I don't care how good you look in the outside and how healthy you are because thank goodness I am. But inside, it feels different. Like you feel like...
I don't have so much time left anymore.
It's true.
You know, and it's like starting over, and it's not even about the man. It's starting over in so many aspects of my life.
Yeah.
So it's
It's scary times. Very scary times. But you know what?
I have no choice.
You have no choice.
Every time I've had to be strong in my life, it's because I've had no choice.
Yeah. Right.
No other choice. And you know what? You're right. I've come back stronger and better. But how much more? How much more?
I know.
Yeah. I want to do
this is the
all
last
I
time.
I want to be is happy and healthy.
That's the last time.
You know, I don't care about what other people think I care about. You know, the material things and where I live. I mean, I just don't want to have to be moving every year or two.
Right.
But it doesn't.
The whole
right.
Family.
I mean, that's a different story, that having to move. So that's different. But I don't care about any of that stuff. I would give all of that up. Everything. Every single pair of shoe I have, every single purse, every single piece of jewelry for my kids and myself and just to be healthy and happy.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I want. I don't care about anything else. But, you know, I guess I haven't been fortunate in that way.
You've been fortunate in many ways. And your future is going to be bright because you're a very hard worker. If people don't know Alexa, she's a super hard worker. And she's always made her own money, been very independent, had her own businesses. I know they don't really talk about that on the show much, but you and I used to work together a lot. She's always been an entrepreneur and an independent person. And so you can always take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't need a man.
So that's not, and I never, and so you know, which is very funny. So I have never been with a man because of his financial position and how much money he's had. Never. And I've had prenuptials with both of my husbands.
That's true.
With Todd and with Herman.
Yeah.
So if you saw it, you would definitely see that I'm not a gold digger and I haven't been with any of them for their money.
And many of the things you have, you buy yourself from
and
your
hard
work.
And I came into the relationship already with money because Herman had left me a life insurance when he passed away and my kids are trust. So, you know, it had nothing to do with that. But people are always, you know, quick to say, oh, yeah, because, you know, this, that, and the other. And I even think about Lisa so much because she gets that as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people don't understand that when you love the person, like, and it's an emotional stability. Even if, you know, you fight or whatever it may be, the dynamics of your relationship is, you're like attached to them psychologically. It's like true. A salah. It's like you're codependent and it's this emotional stability.
Right.
So I'm more scared of that lack of like emotional stability than the financial stability. Because I know I can make money and I know that I work and I know that I have a good income and I know what I have. So I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that emotional psychological stability.
Of course. It doesn't matter if you have money, you don't have money, or you live in a thatch hut with a mud floor underneath you, emotional connection with another human being, and then they're no longer there, that even if it's death
or
it's
a relationship. Yeah, it was like you pulled it under my rug. Like all of a sudden, what is it that, how you say that?
It would pull a rug out from under you. Yeah. But even like when somebody dies that you're close to, you lost that emotional attachment, that person's no longer there. Right. You
That's
have a
why
void.
They say
it's
that,
empty.
That divorce
you.
Is a lot like death.
Yeah.
Because it's a loss.
Yeah.
And you need to grieve it.
Yeah.
And I think it's even worse because, you know, the death, you know, they're not there physically anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier because you're not seeing the person, you're not talking to them, don't have access to them.
It still rips your gut apart.
It does. There are different things. I unfortunately have gone through both of them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I can speak because I've been in both. And it's a different kind of loss, but they're losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you need to heal from them.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, it's been 3 weeks. I'm on my healing journey. And
well, you
I'm
look
so
gorgeous. And and even though you lost 8 pounds, you're killing it.
But I am on my healing journey and, you know, I'm very fortunate, like I was saying, because I have so many friends that are like my family and that's the only way why I can do this.
Yeah.
This is the, support. I mean, honestly, the support system that I have, I'm very, very lucky. And I tell all my friends every day, thank you. They all call me, they've offered everything from homes to cars to trips to
to everything. Oh, yeah. Like, everything.
Está bueno. Sí. That's homes, right? Cars, and trips. Who needs a man?
Exactly. So they've offered men too. But
listen, rich friends are the greatest thing in the world. We need a friend with a jet.
No, more than anything, not only, no, but you know what's more important? That the love that they have for me and my boys. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. They've been in my life, in my happiest moments, in my saddest darkest moments. Yeah. And they've been there for years.
Anyone who's been here long enough has seen it all.
Exactly.
I'm a lifer.
Like, right.
They've seen it all. To 24 years. Right. Ya tú sabes.
A lot of people don't have this.
Right.
You know, aren't fortunate that mm-hmm. way. And I think that that's why I can be with you here today, because you've helped me tremendously for 3 weeks.
Really?
Every single day. If I would have had to come here tomorrow for that event by myself, I wouldn't have come.
Oh, no.
You know, I just couldn't have done it.
No.
But,
no.
You know, because of you, because like my friends, you know who you are. There's so many of you, but, you know, and there's a few here in the room as well. And
spies.
And I think it's just such an important, you know, thing to have
mm-hmm, absolutely
in your life, because yeah. And you know, I never got, you know, even though I was married, I always kept my friends mm-hmm. and that's the best advice that I can give, like any of the
you kept
out
them
there.
Separate.
No, I mean, I tried to mix them. I kept them separate. I kept them each and every way.
Well,
you know, because to me, my friends, you know, I choose my friends. You can't choose your family, but you choose your friends. So for me, friendship has always been so important. My mom had so many friends because my mom was an only child. Mm-hmm. So she always, which is a half brother, and but she didn't grow up with him. So she was always her friends, just like you.
Yeah.
Kind of like you, for her friends were always so important. So she always taught me that you needed to have friends. And my friends have been my friends for like the last 20 years.
I actually, in my last breakup, I had to cut a lot of people out of my life. Because sometimes,
you know, maybe I'll have to do that too.
Sometimes, you know, when you commingle friends in a relationship, they choose the ex or they choose you. They all have to, you know, you have to make a choice and you end up losing friends. But I feel like you kept it kind of separate and you'll be okay. I had a mass exodus that I had to make for myself.
Well, you see,
cutting people out of my life.
Well, I think so too, because those weren't really your friends.
Absolutely.
My friends have proven to me throughout the years. Remember, I went through a divorce with Herman and it was kind of like the same set of friends.
Yeah.
I mean, yes and no, but they both loved us and they both liked us. So mm-hmm. they were like, you know what? But besides that, it was like a different kind of breakup.
He would have never said to anyone, you know, right. Pick me. Right. He wasn't that person.
I don't think you should be put in that position.
No.
And I'm really not worried about that anyways, because like I said, my friends are my friends.
Yeah.
You know, for so many years.
Well, I'm not going to hang out with Todd. So don't worry about that.
Are you going to follow him?
Follow him where?
What Larsa said about who's I'm following him.
Oh.
Should your friends follow your ex?
Well,
That's next podcast.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk about some more fun stuff because we got.
Yeah, por favor, because yeah. Yatoy. Oh my okay, God, I can't. So I don't want to cry anymore.
You don't have a.
I'm in New York City. The day's beautiful here.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I have a bit of a fascination with nudity and pornography. So let's just jump into that.
You're already smiling.
Yes, you always get to smile me. You are my friends. You are one of my friends that always makes me laugh.
Have you ever been to a nude beach, bro?
I actually have with Todd.
What?
Did you guys get naked?
No.
Did you look at the naked people?
So it was so fun because, you know, we live in Sunny Isles.
Yeah.
So we would walk in Hollandale.
Nude beach.
It's the number one nude beach.
No.
Yes. It's in Hollandale. So, you know, we were, this was like in the beginning. Oh, sorry. Hollover.
Hollover.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It starts with an H.
Oh.
Okay. Hollover.
Oh my, I just took down the whole Hollandale neighborhood. That zip code just
Oh my God,
lost.
I'm sorry, Hollandale. It's Hollover, okay?
Their apartments are so worth nothing lived, now.
You took down the real estate.
Hollover is in Sunny Isles, which is like prime real estate, and they allow that there, which is fine.
Because, you know what? Because it was there before the prime real estate arrived.
Right. You're talking about Marco Polo Hotel.
And Marco Polo.
You know, all those other stuff. Caballero.
Caballero. Drink. But we have a bartender here. Mama needs a refill.
And so, yeah. So, actually, the first time... Well, I used to go to Europe, which obviously is on nude beach. They have nude beaches.
Oh, everywhere.
But really topless, you know, back in the day when I was like, in high school.
And by the way, I've seen some sad-ass titties on the beaches of Europe.
Of course.
I'm like, why would you take
their because they don't
off?
Do implants. Like,
I know,
like
but,
the U.S.,
oh yeah,
you know,
no,
like Miami. Of course, you come here to a nude beach and everybody's tits are perfect.
I know, but I saw some drippy, poopy boobs. That
well, no, they do it like, for health.
A,
bro.
That's for health.
Yes. D3, vitamin D. Uh-huh. Vitamin D is good for the breast.
And it lifts them back up?
No, that would need a lot more than vitamin D.
Okay.
Pero yeah. They do it because it's more like health and, you know, it's just a culture. It's a cultural thing. Yeah. I remember doing topless when I moved.
Let me ask you something. And I'm sure you might agree with me. I'm just guessing. Why is it always the people that shouldn't be naked are naked?
Naked. Eso es verdad.
Why?
You know what? Because they're free. No tienen complejo. They don't have any complexes. The people that have like the perfect bodies, they're like, oh, wait, I have 2 abs, not 4. So I'm going to leave on my shirt because I'm fat. So the guy that's already, or the woman that really doesn't care about her physique and about what her body looks like, she's the first one to take off her clothes.
Oh,
yeah. And then the ones that have the perfect body, they're like, oh my God, que pena. Like, I have like a little like dimple here, like I have a little bit of cellulite. And okay, then mind so, you, the other one is like con todo el fondillo afuera.
Yeah, and then the fat dudes have this tiniest pee-pee, and then they go in the cold water and it's like, becomes inverted. Like, right. Why would you?
You look that much to see all those details?
Well, I'm like, why would you take your pants off if you look like you have a clitoris and not a penis? Like, why would you take your pants off?
Exactly. Porque no tienen complejo. I think that forces them to be more liberal. I would have the biggest complejo
if I had a negative pee-pee.
But have you been?
So no, let me I'm tell an you observer.
Well, not it looks like you've been and you stalk. It looks like it, like you're...
I've been to Europe many times.
No, but I mean here and all over.
No. I went with Kelly, my childhood friend that you know. She said to me one day, because she was always crazy, she dived into the seaquarium late at night and swam with the killer whales without fear. She would jump up, just go climb all the way to the top of the water tower and tell everyone to come. She would do the craziest shit. One day she says to me, let's go to the nude beach. I'm like, there's a nude beach on the Key? And she goes, yeah.
Oh, I remember on the Key.
Yeah. And Key Biscayne. Mm-hmm. So we went to the nude beach. We were in her little rabbit convertible. She was so funny. Her car had a siren on it. And she'd flipped a switch and pull people, hot guys over, and they would pull over, and we were in a rabbit convertible without a siren, but she had a siren built into the car, and it go woo. She like pull up, people would pull over, yeah. And then she'd just get their phone number. But she was crazy.
That's
like
how
that.
We used to pick up guys back in the day, by the way. When there were no apps, there was no Instagram. Yeah. There was no Tinder. There was none of those dating apps.
And tell people they're in trouble. You pat them down. And if the pat down felt good, you got their number. Hmm. Anyway, so we went to the new beach. She's like, let's go. And I said, okay. I was always like a deer in headlights with her because I didn't know what she was going to come up with. So we go to the new beach. And
wait, I have to go back after it's finished my story, because I don't want Todd to think, oh, like we went to the nude beach, like nude. Like, I have to tell you my story.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're gonna, you know, I don't want to get sued for that.
This is quite humorous to me. So do you remember the old masks that people would like go swimming and snorkel with? And the mask was
big mask.
It was big and oval. Mm-hmm. And it was a big like glass. Mm-hmm. And it was oval. It went over
they still have them.
So, okay. So we get there and there's a guy coming out of the water and he had the mask strapped around his waist and all his junk was pressed up into the glass of the mask. His testicles, his pee-pee. I don't know.
You wanted to look to see.
Well, because I was fascinated. I'm like, how'd you get that all in there?
Is that where your fascination of penises comes from?
Well, what's your childhood trauma?
Where's your fascination of penises come from? Where yours come
definitely
from?
Definitely not from a nude beach.
Yeah. I was, and everyone
it's so
was
hard not hairy to look, right?
And hideous. Yeah, because you're like, why would you be naked?
Yeah.
Put a momo on. Throw a blanket on yourself. Get the hell out of here.
What do you think people look at more? Guys at a nude beach or women at a nude beach?
I couldn't keep my eyes off any of it. It was like, what?
So I feel that men and women look more at men because I've seen it. I've seen like guys and it doesn't even have to do anything with sexuality.
It's just like people are more curious. And I guess because it's more like stranger, right? It's more unique to see like a penis versus like a boob.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would fascinate me more.
No, I feel like I've seen like straight guys looking at guys. You know what I mean? I think it's just like a penis thing. Like everybody wants to look at the penis.
Yeah. I mean, I love a penis. It's a fascinating tool.
Right.
It really is one of the most
listen to how funny
God has created.
Todd and I were, you know, we lived in there in Sunny Isles, whatever. And he knew about Hollover Beach. So he's like, you know, we used to walk on the beach. So he's like, oh, let's just walk like a little bit this way.
So we keep on walking, but he knew exactly that there was a nude beach. And I had forgotten. I hadn't like been in Sunny Isles for such a long time that I had forgotten that there was a nude beach there. And we just start walking and he doesn't tell me anything. And I like start looking at people and I'm like, oh my God, babe, look at that guy. He's naked. And he's like, I'm like, oh my God, look at that girl. But by the way, there were so many more men than women. So that's why I'm saying, I don't know if it's like the men like to have it, like, you know, hanging.
Maybe it's like a cruising spot. It's a cruising spot.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it could be that. I mean, there were some women, but again, I was just looking at the guys and he was like, oi, like, don't keep on looking because I wanted to look at every single guy to see.
I find it quite interesting that
Tom and then I would look in the front.
Let me finish my thought. That Todd knew where that
no, I like was. Todd.
Plus, he always had an excellent tan.
Oh, okay. Stop
just
it.
Saying.
Todd never went there. And there was like no hot guys, so Todd would never go there. But well, no, but it was fun. So him and I went.
It's always good to be the big fish in the little pond.
Huh? You know? Leave Todd alone. Talk about Steve.
Okay. Well, Pooh Bear never took me to a new beach.
He didn't take me. We were walking. We lived next door.
Like
we lived next door, and it was just cool. We were walking on the beach, and he knew exactly that we were approaching Hollover. Mm-hmm. We were walking like towards the bridge, and all of a sudden he could see my face. You know, I'm trying not to look, but I'm looking. And,
did you light up?
And all of a sudden, no, because I didn't even know I had forgotten about Hollover. So I was like, oh my God, that guy's naked. And then I looked again, that guy's naked. And we were like, what's going on? Everybody's naked here. So we were like, I was in my bikini and he was in his bathing suit.
Would you ever lay out naked? Even if everyone's laying out naked?
I would do it like alone with Todd, not with other people. Like I would do it like with him, like in Europe, you know, like on a boat or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
I've done it.
On a beach with other people?
No, not really.
And would you take it all off or just your top?
My top for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could take off my top. Like
you don't want to burn the goods downstairs.
No, you know, down there, I think it's like a little weird, you know, maybe like a little tiny like G-string. I mean, you go to the beach here anyways, and all the beaches in Miami look like a nude beach because all their asses are out.
It's true. It's
you
true.
Know, and all their boobs are out and whatever. So you know what? It's kind of like every beach is a nude beach nowadays. But it is funny and it is entertaining to like walk by it and see like so many people naked at the same time. And they all have a great tan.
That's why I said, you know, I'm not going to say that name.
God, they're going to sue you, bro. Not me. Yeah.
Who's going to sue me? Yeah. He had a good tan and he knew where the new beach was.
Yeah, page six. Is that going to come out on page six? That's going to be the headline. That's going to be the headline. You said it, not me.
He's the grand poobah of Hollover Beach. All right, let's just say nude is going public. Norwegian Cruise Lines now has nude cruises.
Norwegian. Ah, porque los noruegos le encanta la desnudez.
It's called the Norwegian Pearl.
Pearl.
It's perla. The Pearl.
La Perla. La Perla.
It's set sail in 2025. It's an 11-day...
Yes, I got the ticket. Did you book that already?
No, man. That's not for me. It's an 11-day voyage throughout the Caribbean.
11 days naked? You don't have to pack any clothes or any suitcases. Oh, my God.
Listen, you know where we're going to make money? With like a soothing sunblock for penises. Because...
That's soothing?
Wait, a soothing sunblock.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to have your pee-pee out?
Yeah, imagine like applying it and like, that's weird.
Well, they might have appliers on the ship. That might be like a whole other service that they can make money on. We need to go in there and help them with their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the cruise ship workers. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's too much for me. I can't.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do that.
I definitely would not do that.
I wonder who they market. Who are they marketing for this cruise?
People that get tan loco.
Yeah. People get tan loco.
Right. And it's maybe like that's on their bucket list or like a free experience. But like maybe one day. This is an 11-day cruise.
Right.
Like who's going to be naked 11 days? Yeah.
Naked.
And wait, how many passengers? So how many?
Oh, those cruise ships are huge.
Like 5,000 people.
Well, I don't know. I would say at least 2,000. Mm-hmm. Where do you find 2,000 people that want to hang out naked for 11 days straight?
In Miami. Is that where it's
this should be an OnlyFans ship. And everyone's just, you know, getting content.
It's a whole tema. If you want to talk about OnlyFans, you do it.
I'm just saying.
I've talked enough today.
It's crazy. And so... So do you think, like, how would you feel that your waiter serves you his food naked? And your bartender makes you his drink naked?
I would tell him naked. I didn't order a hot dog. I ordered a burger.
Exactly. Okay. And why are you stirring my drink with your unit? Type of thing, right?
I wonder if there's requirements. Right. That they have to have it like a certain size or
look
a certain way.
Oh,
what about the women too? I think that's gross. Honestly, that's gross. Is your region really doing this? Or are you pulling my leg?
I'm not pulling your leg. It's all over the internet. You haven't seen it?
No way. But is that even allowed? I thought there was like a law or something, no?
So what do you think? Are these people swingers going on these ships?
Y después dicen cosas de los europeos, que they're like, they're so liberal and they go topless and blah, blah, blah. And then in America, we're having ships out of Miami, but nude ships.
You know, a nude cruise is code for swinging. It's a swing ship. It's got to be. Oh, yeah.
Bueno, everything goes. I mean, if you can be naked around 2,000 other people, of course you're going to do everything.
And do you think they go to dinner naked too? And go to like the general, like
the bar
or like that big slop area?
I mean, I get it. The pool, like the pool or the jacuzzi. Okay. Yeah. If you want to go in naked. I mean, it's so gross because, you know, everybody pees there and the whole thing, but it's so gross. But imagine at the restaurant, everybody's sitting and everybody's like naked.
Right. And what about people that aren't groomed? Grooming is of high importance to me. Like, it's a 15 on a 1 to 10.
Some Europeo, they're not going to be, if they're European, they're not going to be groomed.
Yeah, and some countries more than others. No, of course. Well, that's not going to be part of your dating repertoire at all. I have plans for Alexia.
And it's not going on that cruise.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you're not going to get a job there either because you don't need it. Well, my friend, this has been so fun.
Thank you for making me laugh.
I always do.
After all of my crying, you honestly, you really bring so much joy to my life.
What can I tell you?
And you make me laugh. You make me giggle.
I make myself giggle.
You make me forget about everything else that's going on.
I forget about everything going on too, and then you have to remind me. We're a team. We're a good team.
Yeah, maybe we should go on a cruise, but not that kind of a cruise.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll work on that.
Yes.
Listen, if you're like a high-end cruise line and you want to sponsor me and bro, like Ritz-Carlton Cruises or Crystal.
Celebrity, Royal Caribbean.
Yeah. Okay. Anything.
But we want to cruise with people that wear clothes.
Yeah. Clothing
is required.
Optional.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thank you,
Alexia,
for being so raw and open. I know this is very hard for you. And let's keep supporting Alexia.
Thank you for your love, guys.
On her Instagram.
On my Instagram? In real life, not on my Instagram.
Well, they don't know you. They don't know you. So the only way they can support you is to be...
Well, a lot of people do come up to me and whatever. Just be kind. Not only to me. I want everybody to just be kind.
To everyone.
Be kind to one another. You never know what people are going through in their lives. Yeah. You know, you never really know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't live with us.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, we even us here that we talk about other people, you know, that's like our job because it's hot topics.
That's true.
And sometimes, you know, we have to talk about other couples.
Sometimes we're heartless and ruthless.
You know, I tend to not be, you know, so judgmental.
So
I mean, I could give my opinion, but, you know, I don't like to hurt people. So, you know, just be thoughtful, you know, be kind.
We're all out here hurting. We're all out here human, right? All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Oye, Ay, por favor.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Ay, por favor podcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. Hasta luego. Hasta la próxima.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata papá. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.